Hey, what's happening, everyone? It's Chris here, and welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you so much for checking in and checking out on the podcast, because I know I've been late, I know I've been out of touch, but I did buy a car, and I drove back from Austin, Texas in one go, 24 hours straight, boosting. I bought a 3000 GT VR4. It's my third VR4, my fourth 3000 GT. Definitely love those cars. It's white and red interior. It's pretty sweet. Thank you again, everyone. Just one more thank you. You guys fucking rock. Please spread the word. Go on facebook.com/ETAcast. Hit that like button if you haven't already. On this episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard, we're going to talk about the human, being an overall human being. I've had this conversation with so many different people already. At the airport, when I was waiting for my plane to go to Austin, this guy up the street that owns a few VR4s, just about being an overall human and helping each other out. Why do we help each other out necessarily? So we'll jump into that. But first, we're going to get into our articles of the week. And since I've been gone, there has been that insane tragedy in Orlando. And the rudimentary form of it, let's just get this right now. It's gun violence. If you're listening to this podcast, go ahead and turn it off if you think it's just like ISIS and we should stop terrorists and this, that, and the other. The fact is, this person, doesn't matter who it is, was able to pick up a gun so easily. And this person's in the country I live in. So it's scary for me that it's so easy for someone to just, once again, pick up the gun and instantly in someone's life. And if you want to know more about how I feel about this, check out episode 9 of Trust Me, I Have a Beard, Control This. And it's about how I feel about gun control. But it definitely hit a little home to me, because I lived in Orlando for about a year and a half. I went to college there. And I actually lived probably a mile down the street or down the road from where that nightclub, that homosexual nightclub, was. It's definitely ridiculous that it's all this bullshit, racist prejudice. The form of it, though, is we need to look at that Second Amendment. We need to amend it. That's the point of it. Amend the amendment, okay? That's why the Founding Fathers left those amendments open. It's an open forum, okay? So that's how I feel about it, and I won't talk about it anymore other than that. It is a tragedy, and same thing would happen to San Bernardino stuff. This shit needs to stop. It's ridiculous. And I'm tired of reading about it in the fucking news. I really am, especially in the country I live in. I'm tired of like feeling like, oh well, maybe I won't go out to see this premiere, you know, on this big budget movie because of the Aurora shooting, you know. I don't want to feel that way, especially in somewhere where I live. I think we can all agree on that. So let's move on to our weird news. This first article caught my eye, and if you want to smell like a comet now, alright, it's because we live in fucking 2016, okay, you can smell like a comet. Now how would a comet smell like? I mean, it looks beautiful, looks gorgeous in the sky, just traveling so fast, just picking up all that dust, all that shit up in there. As you know, there's no odor in space, but when it comes down, what do you think it smells like? Let's jump into this article. It's a perfume that will make you smell like a comet. Okay? So it's kind of poetic sounding, and who doesn't like the image of a big dusty space ball? And I'm reading this article from Hillary Hansen on the Huffington Post. But unfortunately, as we typical generic humans might not know, because we don't encounter space that often, as much as I want to. I will be in Mars in the next 15 years. Watch me. Mars or the moon. One of those two. Or Titan. But in a scientist of the Rosetta space program, this is the scientist that landed the probe on the comet, discovered in 2014 that comets actually smell like rotten eggs, horse shit, pneumonia, which is, you know, like cat pee, and formaldehyde. Nice. That mixture, who knows, maybe it's a nice little, you know, nice kick in you. Is it good? Does it attract people? Does it attract the celestial beings? But that didn't stop the members of the Rosetta's team. They definitely want to capture all the scents, you know, the formaldehyde, the horse shit, combine them in and make a perfume out of it. And this is how they describe it. Okay, it's a sharp, unpleasant scent that you can experience, something like piercing inside someone's skull, like a physical presence inside your skull. But they did note that there's a few, like, you know, floral notes up in there. You know, I would imagine each comet is different, you know, because where it's traveled in the galaxy and beyond. But you can definitely get your hand, it's not commercially available, but the Rosetta team is handing out postcards with this scent, okay? So you should check it out at the London Royal Society Science Exhibition in July. That's next month. And let me know what the fuck that smells like, because that sounds atrocious, but hey man, you know, It might catch on. You might be able to subscribe monthly to a different comet smell. Ooh. What would you like to smell like? A supernova? This comet passed through Andromeda Galaxy. Definitely strange. So our next article is going to be... You know, I think I'm going to create another segment on the show about Florida. Just how dumb Florida in general can be. There's so much weird shit that happens in Florida, and just so much dumb crime. Stupid crime. So these dummies were arrested after bragging about burglarizing a house on Facebook. You know, hey, they were like flashing money, they got a video. Flashing money, all this shit on the back, and all this other shit. And they even boasted, like, we got the safe, we got the safe inside the house. Like, they even showed the safe that they stole. I mean, how fucking criminating is that? Like, oh, you watch that, that's, hey, that's my safe. Yep, I know the combination for that. So police obviously used this video to arrest Collins, as well as 27-year-old Marcus Terrell Parker. So this Collins guy was 18. I will post the video online on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ETAcast. Hit that like button. Yeah. This fucking mic cord keeps rubbing up against it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to edit that. So the suspects, were just dumbasses. They just posted this shit up, around the Miami area, and obviously the police just backtraced this shit, you know, IP address, located them in the general area, and I'm sure maybe they had some sort of other different intercepting devices, like capturing the MAC address, which will identify exactly what device they're using. Take that, dumbasses. Justice is served in the technology internet kind of way. Fucking idiots. I can't believe that people think that they can do this. Like, hey, I'm gonna go on my Facebook, post a video. It's like you're not even creating a different account to try to do this, to try to cover it up just a little bit. And even then, don't do that shit. Don't post a video of you speeding your dick off. Don't post a video of you fucking drifting your car around a Best Buy parking lot. Don't do any of that shit. That shit can get back at you so easily nowadays. So easily, especially in a big city. Police officers have resources to go on YouTube and just find this shit. And it's as easy as them, you know, seeing your license plate, or it's as easy as them just tracking down who the user is and sending a message to them. Doesn't matter. They just don't be a fucking idiot. If you're gonna sit here and do these criminal activities, I know this shit goes on all the time. These dumbasses just decided to, you know, hand them in with the safe. Good job. Great job. I gotta figure out what to do with this cord. It's driving me nuts. I think that'll help. Okay, so this episode I definitely wanted to talk about just being an overall human. The episode is entitled Give Some and Take Some. And there is a buried message in that, in the sense that every human being has to come across each other. And we as conscious, intelligent people have to make that choice whether or not if we can help that person. Even if that person is not even necessarily wanting the help, but if we can see it, if our intuition is active and we're going, this person can really use a, you know, a good talk. Or this person, if they smoke cigarettes, as much as cigarettes is bad for you, but you know, they're like freaking out, picking at their skin, you know, hey, I'll just give them a cigarette. This, that, and the, they don't have any coffee, it's the same sort of way. So that's what I want to talk about, being an overall human. And then this is an episode that I wrote up back in February of this year. Now I wanted to definitely bring it out and talk about it after I went to Austin. I waited in the airport for probably fucking 10 hours or so. Not even 10 hours, probably like 7. And I met really cool people on my adventure back home to Colorado when I drove the car. So why do we help each other out? That's my first question for everyone, and that's how I like to present my topics on this show, is presenting questions and let's follow through with that. I know not everyone's here next to me, it's just me in a room talking into a mic, but let me ask you guys that, and girls, why do we help each other out? There could be many reasons why, or many answers right now, such as it makes me feel good, I know this person might help me out in the future, my life was a big, horrible shit shoot and I needed everyone's help and no one was there, and now this is my chance to give back and I'm kind of trying to make a difference. All these things are the exact reason why we're human beings. All those answers. My personal answer would be, I know that I needed help in my lifetime, and I continue to, no matter what. It doesn't matter if I'm successful, and I have tons and tons and tons and tons of money. I only have two hands, one pair of eyes, and I can only do so much. So if I ever needed help, I would hope that I can call up my friends and be like, hey guys, I need some help doing this. and they'd be like, hey, no problem. That's why I help people, because I know that I needed it and I received it from the people around me. And so I still go out actively wanting to meet new people and want to put my best foot forward and help them in any shape or way or form as I can. In whatever capacity. I am no means financially stable in my life. So, in a lot of ways, I can't help a lot of people. Because in this country, and at least the United States, financial stability is extremely hard to achieve and to maintain, unfortunately. With the constant ups and downs of just different scenarios that can happen in everyday life for an American. But it's not to feel sorry for anyone. The idea is you want to keep a positive notion with every human being that you encounter. Because passively, just by being positive with someone, you're helping them. You're being there for them. And that kind of goes into my next segment of this topic, is how can you give back to people when you have nothing? When you feel like you have nothing. But just take your mind, for instance, and just hearing someone out, being an observer for someone's problems. Once again, that's helping someone. If, you know, let's go back to that coffee person. That person that drinks coffee, they're drinking coffee one day and you go, hey, you know, do you need some extra sugar? You know, see, you know, for your coffee or whatever. And you don't know if they don't need that. So you might have just helped them out and they would be like, oh shit, I really, really do. That would be amazing. Yeah, I just need like just one teaspoon of sugar. Oh, this is just so much better now. Thank you so much. I haven't had a good cup in forever. And that person, you help that person out. Just by doing that. By jumping the gun. So there is so many different ways that you can give back to people when you have nothing. When you have $0, you can go out and volunteer anywhere, really. Even if you're not religious, you can go out and volunteer at a church. And those people, you can smile at them, and you just smiling at someone helps someone. Believe it or not, it really does. And I'm just going by personal experience. Whenever I'm having a shitty day, and if someone smiles at me and I know I didn't smile, like, to begin with, I didn't start the smile, if you will, it definitely helped me out to get, you know, a better positive outlook on that day. I want to segue into our next topic, or our next segment, if you will, for this topic. And that's ways that we inadvertently trust each other. That we're forced to trust each other. Okay? We don't think about these things, but everyday life, we're trusting human beings. Whether or not you don't like that person or not, if you're driving on the road and there's no center section or bar separating the two lanes, that person driving on the opposite side can easily weave over and kill you. Kill them, kill you. We're inadvertently always trusting each other in these sort of scenarios. When we're walking into a supermarket, you know, we're all walking in there freely. We all know what happens with these mass shootings and stuff. And we're all giving each other that trust. And so that kind of goes back into just why not just be an overall positive human being? Because we're automatically trusting each other. Whenever we fly a plane, we're trusting those pilots that the plane takes off and lands perfectly. You know, and they know what they're doing. They're cognitive. We're always trusting someone else throughout our daily life. So why not go back and take that trust that you're putting into someone and going, hey, how can I help you out? It's not to reinforce the trust, but you're inadvertently giving them that aspect of a relationship. You know, when you're checking out at the counter or whatever, you're trusting that person that they're not going to double scan an item, because how many times do we honestly look at the receipt afterwards? We're always trusting someone. And whenever we accept gifts, we have to show humility no matter what. This honestly goes back into just being a kid and ripping open our presents and going, "Whoa, thank you so much," and running up to that person and giving them a hug. And we're, you know, like, that's the only way I can explain it. Because I remember as a kid where I got like the new game that I wanted, or, you know, I needed a controller and I got the controller and I knew who got it for me, you know, if it was my mom, if it was my nanny, and I would rip it open and I would almost burst into tears. I was so happy. And then on the same sort of emotion, the humility of, I knew who got it for me. I knew who did this for me. I wanted to instantly thank them with all I can. And I try to do that as an adult, to show humility every single time I accept gifts. And I know that I'm not giving back at that very moment. And that's what I mean as a gift. Is that you're accepting something and you're not giving back at that exact moment. But you're giving back your gratitude and your humility to that person. Thank you so much. This really helps me out. I really, really appreciate it. That sort of stuff goes a long way with people. It's all about being human and being connected with other people. So your daily life isn't so stressful and filled with anxiety and hate and getting pissed off because the traffic is going too slow and not fast enough for you. And you have to take a step back and go, well, this is just how things are. I have to accept it. But it's just about being an actual human being. No race. No prejudice. Knowing that we all have a brain. We all have our own morals, ethics, religion, and we respect it. And as a whole, we can all be human together and look back and go, how can I help that person out? How can I be there for that person? Well, I want to thank everyone again for checking out this episode, and I'm excited to get back on the podcast world and creating new stuff. I definitely want to continue the gaming podcast, Did You Beat It? That's a lot of fun for me because I play a lot of video games, I really do, and I should be recording it because I try to have as much fun as I can, obviously, in a video game. And once again, please check out that Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ETAcast. Spread the word. You can follow me on Twitter. That's at XBAR, XBAR, Matic, MATIC. All one word. You can check out Trust Me, I Have a Beard on iTunes as well, and your favorite podcast app. If it's not on your favorite podcast app, please let us know. Everything's RSS fed, so I will try to troubleshoot that if it's not on your podcast app. Thank you guys again for checking us out. And remember, everyone, you got the ears and I got the beard. We'll see you next time. Cheers.